This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Kurt Wilson's with us, armchair survivalist. And, Kurt, if we want to listen to you get some more of your advice, counsel, and wisdom, how can we best listen to you?
Well, I broadcast pretty much internationally, but you go to armchairsurvivalist.com. And it'll tell you how to listen to me. I broadcast over Scriptures for America Network, and believe me, that's a story unto itself. And I'm on Global Star 3 and Global Star 5 satellite feeds. I'm on shortwave. I have an app for my show. If you go to Google Play Store, I think it is, and just do a search for Survival Enterprises or The Armchair Survivalist, you can find my app. So those of you with a smartphone can poke me every week and listen to me live there. On armchairsurvivalist.com, I have my archives. On the left-hand side, you'll see the little nipper dog listening to the RCA Victor gramophone. You just go there, and you can download all my shows for the current year. And there's different ways. I don't know these things, you know, how you do set up your phone to do this or how to do that. My engineer handles all that stuff, so it's all there. Or you can go to the chat room at armchairsurvivalist.com and listen to me on the Internet. So you can listen on the Internet. You can listen on shortwave. You can listen on satellite. I've got 50 or 60... AM, FM, and microstations worldwide that rebroadcast me. When I started my show decades ago, I gave carte blanche to anyone who wanted to replay my show, because I give you data just like you do, Vince. You know, you never know when some little piece of information is going to pop out of our mouth that the person listening is going to go, "Oh crap, I didn't know that." Life would be so much easier if I knew that later, but before, you know. Now I know it. I can go fix this thing, or I can do this, or I won't ever do that again. So, so I said, you know what? Anywhere in the world, and I broadcast literally. Never mind the internet part. That's just so I can communicate with my engineer. I broadcast worldwide. People pick me up all over the world.
And you know what's interesting, Kurt? I get calls here at the farmhouse, and I'll say and two things I'll ask during the phone call. You know, somebody calls it, it's brand new to calling us. I'll say, number one, how can we make the broadcast better? That's one thing. And the other thing I might ask and probably do is how'd you hear of us, and you know, where do you listen? And I get people telling me that they listen to us on radio stations I don't even know about.
I know. I got a guy calling me from Phoenix, Arizona. He goes, you know, you're on every Sunday in this, whatever this station is. And I said, no, I didn't know that. He said, dude, you're losing money because they advertise. You know?
Yeah. So you and I are doing the same thing. We don't charge. So anybody who wants to, you know, this broadcast, I can pick it up. And Rod Gibson, in the Carolinas, picks up this broadcast and puts it on YouTube every day and has for years. So our thanks go out to Ron Gibson for
that's nice of him. You know, I had a guy put me on YouTube, and then I would do it for about a year, and it gets so overwhelming that I don't do it anymore. And I keep every day I get some new person subscribed to my YouTube channel, but I don't put my shows on it anymore. I'm not that technically advanced.
Well, you were talking about a man who came into your store, and he was a preparedness-minded person, and you were talking about, you know, what, how well he's prepared. And you're talking about this last hour, and you asked him about water. Like, what about water? And he said he's got a life straw.
And I just looked at him. I said, did you, by any chance, read any of the instructions that come with that? And he goes, no. I said, okay, the best case scenario is 200 gallons, then you've got to throw it away, because all it is carbon block inside. It takes out the big chunks and chlorine and certain other things, and that's it. So you need either portable water filtration, or you need a standalone water filtration, and that's the old, been since around since 1830. Those are the canisters that hold the ceramic filters in them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. There's some advertised on GCN. They're all over the world. They've been around since 1830, mm-hmm. and they're gravity feed. You need those if you're going to be stationary. If you're going to be traveling, you need something else with a higher quality, like a Sawyer, which uses microfiber technology instead of carbon block. And he's like, just what I said to you just now overwhelmed him. He's like, holy crap, Martha, I didn't even think about that. So she's like, buy this. And she's pointing.
Yeah, I'm wondering about how many gallons of water a person consumes a day. You know, if they take a bath, it's at least 20 gallons there. Flushing the toilet 10 times a day or 5 times a day, you know, it's 20, 30 gallons, you know, minimum there. And then cooking and then cleaning and then it's probably hundreds of gallons a day by the time, you know, we're done. If we actually measured how much water we really do consume, including the products that we buy that use water in the manufacture of them. So, yeah, it's a big deal. It absolutely is, and you're absolutely right. Gravity feed is the way to go, and we use them here every day and have for years. But, you know, there's so many people who think that they're prepared, but they have no idea where their water's going to come from. And some people say, you know what, I'll just catch it off the roof. That's like...
good Lord.
You know, bird poop is like the minimum of what you're going to get off
the
roof.
Well, that's never mind the fact that a lot of states now are claiming that they own the rain, and you're not allowed to have rain barrels. I mean, that's just utterly ridiculous. But the government's already came out and said that they are spraying lithium in the atmosphere. To check the electronic wavelengths of the earth and this and that. And chemtrails, there's so much crap in the air. And there's forest fires. I'm up in the Northwest. I'm in Idaho, North Idaho. There's forest fires. There's sandstorms. There's volcanic ash. There's so much crap in the air that the rain falls to your roof and then it washes off. I have a new roof, by the way. I put a new roof on the house. So you know what happens is that all of that gravel is washing off.
Mm-hmm.
So my gutters are full of garbage that I'm going to have to clean out before winter hits. And then you put it in a barrel and you think, I'll just pour that through my Berkey or my Propure or my Delta or whatever and filter it out. I would maybe pour it in my garden, but that's about as far as I'd go.
Well, here's one thought about that. You're talking about the forest fires and these natural fires, and maybe some of them are man-made. But when they burn houses, they burn petrochemicals. They burn the insulation on wires. They burn the plastic. They burn the insecticides in the garage. They burn the cars, the plastic seats, you know, the vinyl, the foam rubber, the plastic dashboards. All of that goes airborne, and it comes down. So when you think about your roof with those granules on the composition roofs that hold all of that until the next rain. They capture it and hold it until the next rain, and then it mixes with the water. Think many times about before you're going to drink that. I mean, you're dying of thirst, that's one thing. But if you're not dying of thirst, you've got time to prepare. And just like that hard start kit that we talked about, if you have one of those ready, you're ready. So being prepared, to me, is having what you need before you need it. That's all it is, having what you need before you need it. And I'm looking at some of the things that I wanted to share with you. So yesterday I was working on an old 17-year-old car, and it was showing signs of beginning to run hot. So the temperature gauge said, you know, it was running a little hotter than it used to. So we have an automotive shop here, if you will, at the farm, with a rotary lift that puts a car up in the air. It's inside our house, in our garage. And so we have a, you know, pretty much fully equipped shop, and I've been accumulating tools over the years. And so we're working on this car, our sons and I, the two boys. And I looked at the radiator, and I saw, you know, a lot of bugs in this radiator. That's one thing. So the bugs are preventing
the
airflow.
You mean in the fins?
Yeah.
Okay, not in the radiator. Yeah. So you took the cap off.
It's stuck in the fins of the radiator. That's what I should have said. Yes. Clogging up the fins that would exchange the heat from the radiator to the air. So it was plugging that up, not completely, but enough so that it was a problem. So that's something that we may not be paying attention to. And then cars with air conditioning have a condenser in front of the radiator. So you may look and wash off the condenser, but you may have some dirt accumulated between the condenser and the radiator.
I've seen those clogged. I've seen those totally clogged. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
And one thing you don't want to do, and I did this by accident. I'm thinking this when I was a kid, and I had a 57 Chevy with a 327 in it, and I just replaced the radiator, and then I drove from East Coast to the West Coast, and I, you know, at that time, the 50-cent car wash was a true 50-cent car wash.
Right, right.
Where you do it yourself. So I figured, I'm just going to spray all the bugs off. This pressure was so intense, I start spraying the front of my radiator, and the fin started bending in.
Correct. Copper radiators, so, yes.
Yeah, you've got to be extremely careful. I even, where I am at now, what I do is I have a brass brush, and I lightly brush all that crap off. But people don't understand.
Yesterday.
People don't understand. Sorry to interject here, but there's so many reasons that your engine can run hot. And a lot of it is just common sense. What cools it? Air and water. So you do a diagnostic, and you look at the air. Was something stopping the air from going in? Yeah. And that was the garbage on it between the transmission cooler and the radiator, or the air conditioner cooler and the radiator. Yeah, it gets clogged up, literally.
Mm-hmm. And you can use what I did was I used a garden hose. But first, I lightly wet the radiator and the air conditioning condenser and the transmission cooler. And then I, once it was wet, then I sprayed it. I took a glass cleaner spray bottle and I put a light mixture of dishwashing detergent and water in there, sprayed it down to act as a surface tension agent to loosen the surface tension. And then 20 minutes later, I washed down the radiator with a light garden hose, and it worked great. And I'll tell you about the other problem.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, armchairsurvivalist.com. So, Kurt, what happened, as I looked at this vehicle that was, you know, showing tendencies to begin running hotter than before, I stood back when the engine was running and I looked at the fan clutch. The fan is attached to a shaft, and it spins with a serpentine belt. And it wasn't spinning as fast as I thought. So I shut the engine off, and I spun the fan by hand. Oh, by the way, when you do this, I take the key out of the ignition and put it in my pocket. That way, no one's going to go in the vehicle when when I've got my head down there under the hood and accidentally start it. So I take the key up and put it in my pocket. That way, accidents are less likely to happen. And I spun the fan, and it spun too easily. Okay, the fan clutch is designed to engage when the engine, when the radiator is hot, and so that when the fan is not needed, the fan is not spinning as much, and it saves horsepower and gasoline. But this one was showing signs of not spinning too easily. So I thought about it, and I got on the internet. And I looked, and I can buy a fan clutch for $200 OEM. It's on an old Mercedes ML320. I found one for $200 from Germany, and I thought that's ridiculous, and it's a lot of money for a fan clutch. I thought they should be about $30 or $40. And then I found some Chinese ones probably that are around $40 and maybe even a little bit less. And I thought, why can't I fix this? Why can't I fix this fan clutch myself? I've never taken one apart. Did a little bit of research, and I found that I can buy the fluid that seems to very slowly leak out of these things. They're generally designed to last around 50, 60, 100,000 miles. Well, this thing has a quarter of a million miles on it. So the fluid is probably partially gone. So for $6, I can get the silicone fluid and put this fluid into the fan clutch. You know, just drill a hole in it, put a small self-tapping screw in there, and seal up the hole after I put the fluid in it. And $6 later, I'm done. And it should work just fine. I'll still have the factory Mercedes fan clutch. So there are lots of ways that we can skin this cat. There are lots of ways that we can save money. And when you talked about those nuggets of information, I think that might be one of them.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well,
what I normally do is throw a fan clutch away and just have a direct dry fan on there.
Yeah. That's another way of doing it. But in this case, for $6, I can have original equipment design working again with getting the fluid. And where do you find these things at? Well, you just do a search on the internet, and then led me to a YouTube video and this guy and a thread from an automotive site. And a guy was working on a Toyota one, which is a little bit different.
I'm looking at it right now. Silicone oil refill.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And so I'm going to do that as soon as I get the fluid, and it'll be great. Another thing that I've noticed, I'm all my battery chargers except one have failed, all of them. And that's a big problem for me. I'm down to just one battery charger that's a 1 amp, and it's nowhere near enough because we have a lot of batteries here at the farm. We have like a little track loader. It's like a bulldozer. And maybe it isn't so little. It's 25,000 pounds. Takes two batteries. So if we don't use that, for the month, the batteries will be dead. So we got to charge those. So that's one battery charger. And then we have a couple tractors that have two batteries each, diesel tractors. So that's, two more batteries. Then we have diesel trucks that have two batteries each. So we probably have 30 lead-acid batteries in equipment at a minimum. And they go dead after 30 days if you don't keep them topped off. And in the wintertime, if they're dead, they'll freeze and they'll be destroyed. So you've got to keep them charged. So we have a bunch of chargers. And I just counted that we've lost four of the Xantrax True Charge 10s, four of them. And it's really hard to fix them because they cost more to fix than it would cost to replace one.
Let me ask you, why are they going bad?
Well, lightning.
Oh.
If we hook them up, even though we have surge protection on the whole house, we have surge protection on each sub-panel, of which there are six or seven sub-panels in the house. Even though we use surge protection, they still seem to get blown up when there's lightning. And we've taken some very close direct hits. I mean, trees on our farm near the farmhouse have been literally huge. I don't know, 150-year-old trees have been taken out by lightning. So we've taken some really strong direct hits. They've blown up these chargers. But we leave them on, for a couple days at a time because they're automatic. The bottom line is battery chargers have gotten really expensive. I paid $165 on one and lost. $165 on a used battery charger.
I got some ideas for you when you come back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgare.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and you can get to his website, armchairsurvivalist.com. Kurt, we were talking about battery chargers, and I said that so many of ours have blown up due to lightning. And that's, you know, a lot of it's because we use them all the time to keep our equipment charged. And I believe that one of the problems that we're seeing is because when lightning strikes buildings, trees, the lightning dissipates into the ground. And I believe that some of the lightning comes up through the ground, connects to the ground wires that are connected to a ground rod or ground rods in the ground at our electrical service panels, and then come up and take out some of our equipment that way. And I believe that's what's happening, because I know that in Virginia, we had one of our customers had a network, and they were telling us that when I was servicing the network that across, they ran underground network cable between their outbuilding and their house. And lightning struck across the road and took out, the lightning hit the ground and blew up both sides of the network that were attached to the underground wiring. And it even killed the dog in the backyard, who was, you know, walking around the backyard. So lightning didn't strike the dog, but it struck across the street, and the lightning dissipated into the ground and killed the dog and the network. So those are some of my thoughts. What are your thoughts on battery charges blowing?
Well, have you tried surge protectors?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And they just blow right through the surge protector. What you're getting hit with is an EMP. That's what happens when lightning hits, and you have all kinds of protection. You have the lightning rods. You have everything grounded properly. You know,
sure.
Except when lightning hits, and it doesn't even hit the lightning rod, it just everything fries. That's what an electromagnetic pulse is.
Mm-hmm. I have an example here at the farmhouse of what I would consider one of the best surge protection devices available, made by APC, American Power Conversion. And this lightning hit, and this surge protection switch literally burned up on the inside and started burning up on the outside, and actually burned the surface of the desk, the wooden desk that it was sitting on. Didn't cause a house fire, but the lightning was that strong, and it turned this surge protection device, the finest I think you can get, into a crispy critter. So lightning is really, really powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, there are ways. We don't have that much to worry about up here in North Idaho. But with lightning, I mean, we get lightning storm. We had lightning storm the other night, which is not normal. I had a thunder peal that lasts 15 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there was a lightning strike. The bolt of lightning was almost 200 miles long. So there's some weird things happening here, Earthwife. But what we used to do, I had a friend that had a business in Sacramento, California, and he would buy old batteries and he would rebuild them and fix them up and sell them to people. Sacramento gets a lot of lightning, or it used to, like 50 years ago. But what he did was he put everything well off the ground. He never put anything on the ground in any way, shape, or form. He had thick wood countertops, and then he would have the batteries on a 2x12 on top of that countertop. And he would have, during the winter months, because he also had a farm up there, he would pull all of his batteries, pull them all, and he would put them all up on this shelf. And he would have a trickle charger running on them the whole winter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
that makes sense. And
that was his thing. He said you have to pull them. Unless you want to have a battery charger for every single unit, you pull them all, you put them in series. You know how to do that, right?
In parallel, probably.
In parallel, yeah. And then hook a trickle charger to it and check it every once in a while to make sure that they didn't have computer design ones like they do now.
Right.
So he'd have to check it every few days to make sure all the water is set up right. But that's how he saved his batteries. He was really anal about it. He never lost any battery chargers. He had commercial ones too.
Well, they used to make them with vacuum tubes, and so I've been looking on Craigslist for the old style battery chargers, the ones that actually have two wheels and a handle, and you know, maybe 150 amps, 120 amps, something like that. And so I'm thinking about going backwards. I'm also thinking about building a battery charger. We've got lots of transformers lying around here and full wave rectifiers, and you know I can certainly build a battery charger, but I want to have it at a specific voltage. I know the voltage, so I can make that happen. As a matter of fact,
we have up here, we have a lot of people that live up in the woods. They're off the grid. And what they do is, like, one of my guys uses a 12-volt water pump to pull water out of his well. He has a standalone solar panel for that exact system. Mm-hmm. And then he has fans for his trailer. These are specialized fans that move the heat and the coolness all through the trailer. He has another standalone solar panel system for that. And then he has an entertainment center, and he has another standalone solar system for that. And it's each of them are going to one of those Costco deep cycle batteries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, you can always do that kind of thing. Set up a solar panel charging system for your like I had a we sell closeouts. Sometimes we get these interesting closeouts at Survival Enterprises, and I bought a whole bunch of portable solar panels. They fold up like a suitcase. If you ever go to Costco, you'll see Goal Zero there, and they sell these things for like $100. I bought a company going out of business, and I sell them $40 a piece, two for $75. And I have motorhome, and to keep my battery charged last year, because those damn things are too expensive, those batteries.
Right.
I just tossed one of these solar panels on the dash, and I wired it directly into the 12-volt system, and it kept the batteries fully charged for the whole winter. So there's many little options for that.
And can we get to that, your website from the armchairsurvival.com?
Yeah, armchairsurvivalist.com. Yeah, left hand side, you'll see Survival Enterprise. You can click on that.
Okay. You know, Kurt, I have this parts washer. I bought it, maybe 20, 25 years ago. And what it is, it's like a sink attached to a 30-gallon barrel or drum.
That sits on top of it, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it has an electric motor. You turn on the electric motor, and it pumps diesel fluid, and it circulates it so you can wash these parts off. And then the diesel fluid that goes down the drain actually ends up in this drum, and it recirculates the diesel fluid, and the diesel fluid becomes the washing solvent. Now, they recommend that you use a water-based solvent, but I don't know about that because I don't think it works that well. And all
well,
the parts that I want to wash.
That's a safety clean system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a master gunsmith for 25 years. I made my living cleaning guns, and that's what I used. But and it was water-based, but it was still hazardous material.
Mm-hmm.
But what you got is perfect.
Okay, so what I did was I tried to figure out how I could prevent contamination of this fluid that I want to recycle and, you know, reuse. And it kept getting dirtier and dirtier, and it started bring up particles of the dirt with it. So here's what I did. I added about a gallon of water, maybe a gallon and a half, maybe even 2 gallons of water to the diesel fluid or the diesel oil. And that I use as this parts washing fluid. And what happens is the diesel fluid floats on top of the water in this 30-gallon drum. I just poured it down the drain of this parts washer, the water. And the water holds all of the trash that gets removed from the parts that I'm washing.
Yeah, it drops through it.
Yeah. So for years now, the gunk lives at the bottom of the parts washer barrel in the water. The diesel fluid stays clean on top of it.
Don't you have a screen on your drain? Do you have a screen underneath that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What I do is I try to wash off or scrape off anything that I don't want to go down the drain.
Okay, you can contact Safety Clean, and they actually will. They'll sell you a it's like a cup that goes underneath of your drain, and it's a screen. So it'll capture the big chunky stuff, and then what I also had was a fabric filter that went there with it also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you can check on.
I've done that. I've used a cotton sock as a fabric filter, and that worked until it gets plugged up. But what I found with using water, just having a layer of water in the bottom of this 30-gallon barrel, is that that traps everything. And so I don't use this parts washer every minute of every day. I might use it a couple times a week, and that gives the particles that are in suspension in the diesel fluid time to settle down into the water where they get trapped.
How often do you change the water?
I've never had to change it.
Well, it's going to rust out the can.
That's my concern.
Yeah.
That's my only concern. And what I may do this winter is empty that drum out and paint it with an epoxy-type paint. Other than that, or buy another barrel, which I do have.
Yeah, I still got mine from my shop.
Concern.
When I was in California, I had that system, and I had to get a low-level toxic waste generation plant license to use it.
Wow. Okay. What are your thoughts on compressors? I think just about everybody should have some kind of a compressor at their house.
Well, of course, you've got to be able to. You ever try and fill a tractor tire with a hand pump?
Impossible.
Yeah,
impossible.
You're not going to.
Hay season would be over by the time I was finished.
Yeah, same thing. Even doing on a bicycle is nuts. But yeah, everybody's should have a compressor, and they're so cheap now; it's ridiculous. And you even get them that are what's called oilless. Little pancake compressors for anywhere from $60 to $100 over at Harbor Freight.
There you go. So consider getting a compressor for your garage class if you've got vehicles. You're going to have flat tires. That's just the way it is. And you might want to get a tire repair plug kit. You can get them at the Chinese factory outlet, also known as Walmart to some people, for less than $10. So with the plug kit and a compressor, you can fix your own tires in many cases. We'll be right back.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fox it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Last day. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us. ArmchairSurvivalist.com. Kurt, I wanted to share with our class that there's some things that they probably wouldn't even think about doing that they probably can do. I got a call recently from the man who bought our house in Virginia. And he said, and we're in great terms with him. I mean, we've been friends for 11 years. And he asked me how deep the well was, and I told him. And I told him that just before he bought the farm, we replaced the well pump. And I said, here's how we did it. And so if you think that you might need to replace the well pump at some point, because they may last 10, 15 years, a submersible well pump, here's how we did it. And I said, it took three of us. Mrs. Fennelly and I and one of our children, I made a crank. I took a couple cinder blocks or concrete blocks, stood them up next to the well cap, took the well cap off, and there was this rope there. And I made this crank, and I just attached the rope to this crank and rod, and I just turned the crank. And it was just a 4-inch diameter or 3-inch diameter piece of pipe with a crank handle fabricated on the end. And we turned it, and it lifted the well pipe and well pump out. And as it came out, one person supported the flexible black pipe. And as more of it came out, it was two people, and then it was three people. And then we finally got the well pump out, and it was, maybe 100 and something feet of well pipe. We replaced the pump, and then before that, we stored about 10 gallons of water with a little bit of dilute bleach in there, washed off the pipe as we put it back in, with the pump in it, and reattached it. And, 2 hours later, we did the job by hand. So what did it cost us? Less than $200 to replace the well pump. I don't know what the cost would be if you had somebody do it, but I'll bet it's $1,000.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a big thing up here. And it's a big thing anywhere. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a well pump or whether it's rebuilding your carburetor or putting injectors in your vehicle or fixing an ingrown toenail or whatever. It's a matter of using common sense, ingenuity, and willingness. That's the key, is the willingness. Willingness to, mm-hmm. to do what you're doing. And I know exactly what you did. You had these concrete blocks that have holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn them on the end, and you stuck your crank through the top one. I've done that before, and it's like it's so easy to evaluate that with your mind. And go, you know, that would be a perfect way to do this, and then go and do it. My son has this saying on his wall. It says, "Common sense is now a superpower."
He's right. He's absolutely right. It's also rare. It's also as rare as a superpower.
And it's a flip of the switch of your mind. If you think a different way, and if you can imagine there's no such thing as crutches, then you won't be asking for them your whole life. That's how I was raised.
Yeah, and I thought about this, and I thought that the guy that they would send to do this has probably done it at least one time before, so he may know just a little bit more about doing this than I, but I think I can figure this out. And I had the willingness to take it apart and run a minimal risk of not having everything I needed. But what I did was I did the research and bought the well pump. Now that I've done it many, many years ago, I keep a spare well pump and all of the controls that I need here at the farm, so that if it were to happen right after the broadcast, I'd be out there replacing the well pump, because I have all the parts that I need.
How deep's your well pump? How deep is it?
230. The one here is 238.
Okay. You ever hear of a thing called simple pump?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have one?
No, but I know the guy who founded that company.
SimplePump.com. I got no horse in a race here, but I'll tell you what, you get something like that in an emergency, you can pump water from over 300 feet up.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're talking about is the initiative and the starting power to just undertake that project. I suggest you do the research before. What would you like to minimize your maximum regret of? And make sure you know how to do that so that you will minimize that maximum regret. It's called Minimax Regret. Kurt Wilson, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your advice and counsel. I'm looking forward to having you back again and again and again to share your expertise with our broadcast classroom.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Thanks so much for coming in early. Class above all, honesty, and integrity. What happens next is up
class.
To you.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.